An informal audit of recent events tells me that things are, as Crowded House sang, not cooking in my kitchen. Without Googling or anything similar, I can relate the following examples of human failure. Brazil's president, Bolsonaro, is evidently on a one-man mission to make sure the USA's counterpart, Donald Trump, is not allowed to run unchallenged for the position of undisputed worst person alive. Bolsonaro has decided that the COVID-19 pandemic is not something he need worry his little head about. And, anyway, we all die. About 44,000 Brazilians, officially, have died so far from COVID-19. And the likelihood is that this figure will soon reach 200,000. Bolsonaro has shrugged, literally, and said, "So what?" Trump's idiocy and mendacity are well known, and there's no way to list it all here. His latest run around the garden naked had him saying no other president has done more than he has for black people. If we take this to mean no one else has empowered so many white supremacists, and this has led to global demonstrations, one might be able to agree with him on that. And in the UK, Boris Johnson insists on going out in public like a clown out of makeup, firing up populist and nationalist fervour, and actually trying to stop feeding poor kids during the summer school vacation, while ordering a British flag be painted on his official airplane, at a cost that would feed 60,000 kids over summer. He was pushed into a U-turn by a soccer star about the hungry kids. The aircraft will still be painted, I believe. And it goes on and on. Every day, every bloody hour, new examples from our supposed leaders of vile and repugnant behaviour, just to amuse their cults. Amid all this, the other night, I saw a car stop near the square I live next to, and a man got out to give meals to the people living in the street. The tender gravity of kindness is still a force in the world. We must strive to remember that.